And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
I was saying this at MAGFest. We are not a PR stop. We're a pit stop from the PR.
Yes. We're the ones that the devs have fun with when they're sick of the rest of the PR.
Yeah, and Shiz is probably going to curse a lot because we curse a lot on this show.
No, fuck that, bro.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
Pappy is in a ditch dying right now, I believe. So in his place, Shiz Blacka is back again. How are you doing, Shiz?
That's great to hear.
We are being joined by a special guest today, Mr. Kyle Orth of Blowfish Studios. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How's it going?
It is going well. How's tomorrow, by the way?
Tomorrow, the future's looking good, so yeah, awesome. It's great down here in Australia.
Because the past sucks. Like, we need to get out of this. If the future is bright. And then also hiding on this Skype call right now is Chase of Stride PR, who wants to stay muted and quiet, but I'm going to drag you into this anyway. How are you doing, Chase?
I'm doing pretty well.
How many times do you think I could pull you in until you get pissed at us?
Once. I won't get mad.
One.
So. Once.
I just signed up for the Stride PR mailing list today, so I can't piss
and
you off too much.
And now you're gone.
They're looking for my email address right now, and they're like, delete this son of a bitch.
So, which podcast is this? You said, oh, okay.
Oh, Potato, why are you so annoying today? My cat, who routinely likes to be on my desk, has missed me while I've been at MAGFest. So if our listeners are wondering why my voice sounds more horrible than usual, it's because I lost my voice over MAGFest weekend. But we have guests here, which means I have to talk less today. So Kyle, tell us a bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I am a programmer here at Blowfish Studios. I've been working with Blowfish for a couple of years now on a bunch of different games, namely Gunscape now. I've been the lead programmer for Gunscape and just been really excited getting through that, fixing countless bugs, which is always a blast.
Bugs are indeed always
fun. Your favorite
fun?
Thing about game development is fixing bugs.
Definitely. It's in my top list of top five fun things to do.
Wow.
What else is on that list, by the way?
Digging holes.
Filling yourself with the dirt from the hole that you just dug. Is that it?
Yep, that's good too.
That sounds about right.
Where does drinking rank on the list?
It's nowhere in sight. I just love digging holes so much. I mean...
That's actually, it keeps him from drinking.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Exactly. When you got fun like that.
For the people who don't know what Gunscape is, give us the sales pitch, a brief rundown of what the game is.
All right, so Gunscape's sort of an FPS construction kit, I guess, where you get to create your own levels with the built-in level editor. You get to share them online with our servers. They'll go out around the world, and everyone everywhere can play your own maps, play popular maps, and just get in and shoot. So it's got normal FPS stuff like, you know, a deathmatch game or capture the flag, as well as like co-op single-player mode where you can fight against AI in campaigns. So it's a bit of a mix-up of a bunch of different FPS styles all in one. I guess the big part is creating your own levels.
Yeah, I think I've only done one myself so far, and it was, I saw someone made, I guess, an achievement-style map for the one big dude that you kill, but I didn't see anything for the T-Rex, so I made one of those, and I hope
really?
People
I,
have
Irish
enjoyed it
one.
So far. Did he?
Irish Warrior made a T-Rex, and I made a mech, I made the mech man one.
Oh, you made the mech one?
Yeah.
Nice. I think I used your
also,
stage.
For me? Oh, nice. There's also an achievement one for grinding out the AI kills and just weapon kills and stuff. By Irish again. I used that one too.
Well, I guess I'm not a special snowflake who made a T-Rex map then.
Well, you're, hey, every snowflake is unique, Joe.
I'm not very unique.
No, but you're just
dying over
cough
here.
To death.
No, I'm probably going to cough to death, which again I apologize profusely for. If only because we have guests here, I don't really care about Sean or Chris that much.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, same. Oh, I fell on spikes.
Are you trying to achievement hunt as you're doing this?
I'm actually just playing through the campaign because most of my time with the game I was achievement hunting and messing with the map creator. So I'm actually playing the campaign and I'm halfway through it and it's pretty legit.
So Sean, do you have any questions for the people who made the game that you're playing right now?
Actually, one, unless I missed it, which is likely because I'm dumb. Do you guys plan on, I like the top picks and all that when you're searching for maps. Will there be an actual search? As in, like, search for the name or the map creator at any point?
Yeah, so right now you can search for name. So if you want to find a particular map or you know the name, you can search by that. Creators, we don't have that yet, but yeah, we've heard some feedback. People saying, you know, you find one great map from some guy and you want to find all the rest of his maps. So that's definitely something on the cards. Not available yet, but we'll see if we can get it in an update.
Okay. Yeah, I like that you guys have the different the categories kind of remind me of Trials Fusion. It's very easy to find what you want, and I like the different sections with the top picks and this and that. It's I like it.
Yeah, because it's just so many maps to filter through. We've tried to cut it down and make it as simple as possible by just having those popular sections up at the front.
Makes sense. And I don't know if you guys got this, but I feel like it reminds me of Bedlam. That's a good thing. The sense it reminds me of like Doom and Quake.
Well, yeah, it definitely has that like
old school shooter vibe, which I love. It's not overly complex. It reminds me of when I could actually play games on a PC because my computer could handle things. So, like, it throws me back to the days of Doom and Wolfenstein, which is when I really enjoyed first-person shooters.
Mm-hmm. So I started playing them, and it reminds me, of the good old days, basically. You just pick up a gun and shoot, and that's it. It's awesome.
Yeah. We were sort of aiming for that, to keep it old school, you know, get people reminiscing about the old Doom and Quake and all that. And it also helps out with the graphics because when you're building the map, you just chuck down blocks all over the place. And they're all very similar style so that you can just mix and match anything together. Whereas if it was all really high res, it'd be harder to get a consistent theme looking in there.
Yeah, agreed.
But old school pixel style graphics, everything looks good together because it's all cool pixels.
Agreed. So, I need to mess around more with the map editor because I still have grid paper with maps of GoldenEye and Perfect Dark to scale. So I need to see if I can recreate them in this. Like, I have complex and facility and grid everything because I used to make maps all the time in TimeSplitter. So I'm going to try to recreate them in this before the game comes out.
That's actually the one thing that I like the most about this game is the fact that there is like a level editor, because that was one of the things that I loved messing around with when I was really into like Counter-Strike on PC.
I love the simplicity
really
of it, man.
It was easy to make maps. So
yeah, because I like in Halo, I never even bothered to mess around with Forge because it's just so crazy.
Yeah,
this is like if you've played Minecraft at all, you're probably gonna catch on pretty fast.
Yeah, I can make it
my impression.
Yeah,
so I love it. It looks like I'm going to be able to actually make some cool stuff.
So what?
But for the record, GoldenEye facility. There's already a map out there. Someone's created one.
Oh really?
I saw a Doom remake as well.
Yeah, Doom a lot of crazy maps people have made.
How many maps are available so far?
Oh, I have no idea. Last time we checked, it was a few tens of thousands.
Wow.
Good lord. And the game's not even out yet on console. Yeah.
Wow.
Good God.
So who knows what's going to happen when it goes out?
Well, people get busy.
So what
there's
was
a
the
lot of cool looking stuff?
What was the TTP for stages in Gunscape?
the official.
Sorry, what was that?
TTP. Are you familiar with that term?
No, what's that?
That's a term that we learned from the wonderful Mike Micah of iDarb fame, where he informed us TTP stands for time to penis, where how long it takes for something with user creation to have someone create something dick shaped in the game.
That's a very good rating. ours would have been probably say 1 to 2 weeks. And they keep popping up every now and then.
Are you guys actively deleting them, or do you figure that people are just going to be dicks no matter what and just let them go?
It's a bit of both. We sort of do have to have the filtering in place for various reasons. So people can report maps and we'll take care of them that way. But we're not explicitly just deleting people's maps directly unless people start complaining.
So it's basically do what you want, but if it gets reported, then you got to take action.
Yeah, that's it.
Not bad.
That sounds pretty fair.
So what would you estimate the current dick ratio is on the, like, are you in the dozens of dick maps right now, or has it been cut down a bit?
I'm sure there's a plethora.
I'd say there'd be hundreds, but they don't pop up too much. They come up, no one votes them up, so they disappear.
They pop up here and there. They always come up at the worst times. It's like when you don't want them to just make their presence known. They're just in your face and you gotta like smack them out of the way or something.
I'm so tempted to make a dick map right now, but I'm just too lazy.
A dick map.
Live dick map creation on the SML podcast.
That sounds like something you would do.
Dick mapping with the developers live on SML.
Actually, I have a question. I know the achievements went live a week or two ago. Will it be compatible with the Twitch app before release?
Or streaming?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it should be as of yesterday, maybe, but I'm not sure exactly how platform stuff works. I'd have to check it out.
I could check it because I was... I tried it on Saturday or Sunday and it still didn't work. I know you guys have given me the okay as long as I didn't show the last level.
It should be okay to do it, but I guess if the app's not letting you, then I'll have to see if we can enable it somehow.
It's all Twitch's fault. Or it's Sean's fault, because he's a bad person.
Maybe. I'm actually going to try it after I beat this level.
So tell us about all the content that's in the game. I know there's a campaign in addition to the create your own level stuff. Tell us a bit about the campaign of the game.
So the campaign was basically just a sample that we created in here. We used the map editor just like everyone else would, and we just chucked it up so that people can see, get a taste of what is in the game, what you can create yourself, and it's got its own story to it, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I've definitely enjoyed what I've played so far. Like I said earlier, I love the whole old-school vibe to it, where it's just run, kill things. It's not overly complex or complicated. It feels good to play.
Yeah. And so every map that we've created is through the map editor as well. We don't have any special tools that we've used to cheat our way through the system. So pretty much anything we can create, you can create too.
Are you tempted to cheat your way through the system? Just to like taunt people with like, look what you could really make, but deep down inside you're like, you'll never make this.
You can try. Whatever we use, we're going to add as an update and everyone else can get access to it too.
Nice.
There's no reason we should hide stuff.
True.
It's awesome.
So how many stages have you guys made for the campaign? Was it 8, 10?
So the first campaign has 8. But then there's a bunch of other demo maps that we created. I've got my own that I'm proud of. If you look for The Cube, that's my map.
The Cube? I might have to look that up now. Sean, download it while we're talking and do a live playthrough of it and tell us how many times you die because you're a scrub.
Well, is it a campaign or is it a deathmatch?
It's a campaign. So it's got 3 parts to it.
Okay. I was accepting. You said cube, right?
Yeah, the cube. Okay.
How many stages have you personally made so far?
I've made, I don't know how many. I've only released maybe 10 or so that are good. All the rest are just random gibberish that I've been working on.
Random gibberish could be fun.
I can maybe get behind it.
How many are dick shaped?
I haven't made one yet, but maybe I should hit my quota, right?
Yeah, you got to hit that TTP eventually, man. You got to. Yeah. It's been too long. So what kind of ways are there to share stages in the game? Is it basically just like create your stage, give it a name, and send it out into the world? Or are you able to like create your own campaign style with multiple levels in one?
It's yes, I guess. you basically go out, you create the maps. Once you're ready, you can make it public. And then everyone else gets to play it. If you're making a campaign, so you can make say 5 maps, you make the first one public, and then it will just link to the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth. And so basically just by loading into the first map, once you reach the exit, you'll load straight into the next level and continue through that way.
So basically people could, if they want, release their own episodic style game through your game.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And there's one thing that no one's really used yet, but if you've got, say, 2 different people making your own cool maps, you can jump into the other player's level and edit with them, and you can link into your maps and them into your map into theirs and theirs into yours.
Oh, that is cool as hell.
Wow, I knew you could edit together. I didn't know. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
So if you were making...
Nuts. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't even figure out how to make a door go to another level because there's an achievement for it.
So Sean's the achievement hunter of the group here.
Yeah.
No, what's that?
I mean, I'll be honest. I try and achievement hunt when I can.
True. Like it's fun to get them.
Yeah. I mean, if the game actually has interesting enough achievements where it makes you like kind of play the game a different way, I'm actually all about them because it gives you a little bit of extra longevity in the game. I mean, like, were there any, that's a good question for you. Were there any like particular achievements where you're like, oh my God, we have to do this just to essentially like add that much more extra time into the game? Like that, or extra value to someone.
So there's one in particular I'm thinking of with, you've got the weapon, the ice thrower. So at first you might think, oh, you just hit people with ice and they get slowed down. But there's a trick to it where you can actually shoot at the ground and you'll slide really fast as you're running along the ground. There's an achievement to do that. So,
are there any achievements in the game that you put in solely to piss off achievement hunters?
Should I answer this very carefully?
No, if
it's going to piss him off, please, by all means, do everything you can to piss him off.
Yeah.
There's some that will probably take a bit of time. One in particular, you've got to kill a lot of people with which weapon is it? A bow and arrow, which isn't great for killing directly, but that'll probably take a bit of time.
Shiz has a great history of using bow and arrows to kill people in games.
Are you maybe referring to Chivalry?
Oh, yeah. How long did that take you to get like 10 kills?
Six
and a half weeks.
If it was more than 1 second, then it was too much. But hey, the fun thing is in Chivalry it was 100 kills and Gunscape is 1,000.
Oh God, I can't wait for you to never get that achievement and then just complain.
Oh, that's what the second controller is for, because I know I'm too shitty to do it legit. That's how I got the boxer achievement already.
Oh my God, you're terrible.
Yep.
Cheating the system.
Yeah, can you imagine that an achievement hunter would do something? Oh, God. I don't even want Rocket League. Will be talked about later because you're just disgusting with that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be disgusted with how much you cheesed it because like I'm doing everything.
You're gonna like your soul is gonna cry. But to be fair, I would 1,000-pointed it legit anyways because it's amazing.
Oh yeah. I mean like, but I know it, no matter well how many that hours I need to fully capable of 100%ing it.
Has Rocket League Gunscape infected the Blowfish studios yet?
Not yet.
No.
A lot of people are playing it, but it hasn't taken over.
Give it time.
But yeah, it will. I really love Rocket League, though. It's just perfect.
What level are you in Rocket League?
I don't know. I'm not keeping track of this stuff. I've been playing on someone else's account, so I don't know what their stats are.
I know Chris so
that
originally
way when you
played
lose,
on
you can
mine.
Be like, oh, well, at least it's not affecting
it's not my record. I mean, I'm not that bad at this game. It's clearly him that's bad at this game.
Yeah, look at the stats. That's not my name.
Exactly. That's the smart way. It's you play on somebody else's account and then wait until you get really, really good, and then you play on your own account.
Yeah, and you're ready.
Exactly. Which is exactly what I did, because I played on Joe's account.
Yeah, on the PS4.
Yeah, and then I got really, really good, and then, the last game that I had, I scored 28 goals. So
yeah,
disgusting.
Gunscape. We should probably focus on that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I have a question about Gunscape. You said you could search for the map names. How do I do that? Like, I'm not seeing. It's the dumbest question ever. But I'm not seeing.
You go over to shoot.
Yeah,
and then start a game.
Oh wow! Okay. Yeah, sorry,
it's the Eureka moment.
I'm dumb. Okay, thank you.
So Shiz, I have a question for you. Shiz, yeah. How stupid are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Good question.
On a scale of elephant tusks to potato skin.
Probably turtle.
That's a real scale.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a banana.
Yep.
So how long has Gunscape been in development?
A little while now. A bit too long, maybe. So I started it early last year, or maybe just before that. So almost 2 years. Yeah, early.
How long have you been programming and doing all that kind of stuff for?
I've been on it from the very beginning.
Is this your first development?
I've done a bunch of other games. This is the first for consoles. So
okay.
That was a big change for me personally, but it's been a lot of fun trying new stuff.
Was it difficult adapting to like the different types of coding that you had? Like, is it that much of a stretch having to code for a console than it is for a PC?
Not really. So the coding side was very similar. There's obvious differences with keyboard and mouse versus a joystick controller, sure. But overall, it's all very, very similar.
So I mean, like. Did it really take? I mean, did you develop it first on PC and then just try and fix it for the consoles, or did you like I'm just curious as far as like the actual process of approaching consoles for the first time.
Yeah, so we did do PC first, and then sort of just ported over the bits we needed to get it fully working on consoles. And then there's a bunch of platform specific stuff. So like on the Xbox, you've got to do friend inviting and all that sort of Xbox Live stuff. So that was a bit of extra work. But
was it fun learning the new system?
There were fun moments.
There was some fun times, and then there were also times where I wanted to murder everyone who was ever involved at Microsoft.
would you say that the networking side of it, like, would do you think that's like the most difficult thing to convert between the different versions?
I think the most difficult part, once we got it all going, would have been just getting all the input working specifically for that platform. But networking is almost identical across all of them, so that was fairly easy. The biggest difficult parts is all the requirements that we need for Xbox Live and PS4 for the PSN and all of those sort of little things.
So it's more so like contractual stuff, or
yeah,
I could see that. I can absolutely see that, which is a shame because I mean, like, I feel like that's actually one of the things that holds certain companies back. Where it's just like, I feel like they have a good game in front of them, and then they want to try and get it to a decent amount of people, but then like they're just blindsided by just a bunch of mumbo jumbo, and they're just like, maybe this isn't for me. Like, I could see how that could be a problem for certain people getting into game development.
Yeah, definitely the first time doing something on consoles, it's a huge undertaking. But if I was to do a new game right now, it'd be so much easier, because I've gotten through all these little plot holes, so I know what to do.
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah, like, you learn from experience, so the more that you do it, you get more comfortable with it, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
And learning's always fun.
I would just imagine, like, I always wanted to do legitimate programming. I took, like, some super basic computer programming when I was in high school. I'm so fascinated by people that have the capacity to be able to keep control of all of these different variables and all these different lines of code that go into so many different, like, it seems so confusing to me. Cause like, there's so much going on. I remember just attempting to try and do like a basic, like, turn-based RPG with like sprite-based stuff. And it took me fucking forever. Like, so it's just, I can only imagine how much coding for what you're doing, especially having an entire creation suite and making all of these levels, and oh man, it just sounds like a nightmare to me.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of fun challenges, but from previous projects and things, we can reuse stuff that we've already done that we can just fit in and get it working. So that was helpful. And now going forward, we've got a whole lot more code that we can use to help speed up future projects. It is challenging, but yeah, you just got to break it down into small parts.
Now, is it like, how many other people do you have working on your project? Literally just you?
No.
We've interviewed a few people where it was a very small studio or just one person. Like, what is it exactly like every bit of the process that you're involved in?
So we've got all up about six programmers, six artists working on it, not full-time on Gunscape only.
Okay.
On average, we've probably got right now just a small group of people working on it, getting it ready for launch. But programming side, it would have been about two people full-time.
Wow.
That's still like, oh my God. Like,
I have no idea how the hell you guys do that.
Oh, I would cry. I think I would cry myself to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, Chris, programming always interested me. It seemed like Mount Everest, and I just got my legs cut off. So I was like,
right, dude. Like, it's just like, if then when, and I'm just like, oh my God, no. Like,
I was like, you know what? I have more fun playing them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna do that.
Exactly.
And Gunscape. First thing you said when you mentioned that you could. Like, let's say Chris and I can make a map together, but the fact that my map could link it to his, right away, the first thing I thought was, I feel so bad that you had to program that.
Yeah, right? Because that's like, how much more?
So fun, but it sounds fun for us only.
Yeah, it sounds fun for us, and it sounds miserable for the coders. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, I've found when it comes to programming, you either get it or you don't. And if you get it, then that's great. If you don't, you just, it makes no sense. It's all gibberish.
Yeah.
I managed to get it,
that's a positive thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Like I said, I understand the basics of it. I really, really do. But yeah, it's just like when I see fully fledged, like really complex projects like yours, I just go like, man, that's like that. Just it hurts my head just thinking about how would I go about even starting to do something like that in a programming language. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it blows my mind.
That's what I love about games like Gunscape, is the fact that it doesn't look like a game like, let's say, Far Cry Primal. I'm sure it gives off the impression that it's easier to make, but just, I don't know, messing around with the campaign a bit and seeing how some of the stuff that you can do and that you can do it yourself, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Again, it reminded me a lot of Trials, because Trials is the same thing. The track builder that we have is the exact same one that the developers have. So same thing. They said, like, we give you what we have, now make something, and
stuff
that people make is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember
people just make other games in the game. Like,
right,
they make pinball, they make Snake, they make Mario. Like, level one of Mario, you gotta get the hammer.
I remember playing a pinball map in Trials, and I'm just like, how the fuck? Like,
mm-hmm.
I like the comment that you made about the visual style, how it's not similar to Far Cry. It reminded me, Fork Parker of Devolver Digital tweeted out this image of an email and a reply that he got like maybe 2 weeks ago, where an older guy just emailed him asking about one of the games and the pixel art and the retro style. He's like, no need to respond. I'm just an old guy who doesn't get the retro style, considering I played games that look like this on my Intellivision back in the 80s. And he said, thanks for reaching out. Sorry you're not a fan of the pixel art graphics in some of our games. What most people don't realize is that pixels are more expensive to produce than polygons per pound today, so a lot of games are more expensive to develop than most of the slicker three-dimensional graphics in VR games that are all the rage with kids. Anyway, that's I tend to funny. Agree that they're ugly, but most of the raw materials we own are pixels, so we really have to burn through them before we can move on to more modern stuff.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I'm guessing you guys have a surplus of pixels down at Blowfish.
Yeah, we've got a bank account full of billions of pixels right now, so we're trying to smash them out.
It's actually to go through. It's the conversion rate. It's the conversion rate for Bitcoin.
it's really complicated. I don't want to get into it. Pixels to Bitcoins to just.
What made you invest in cheaper, slicker 3D visuals for something like Siegecraft Commander as opposed to using your pixel storage and your surplus for Gunscape?
Well, yeah, we heard that the exchange rate would be going up for slick art, so that's what we're trying to invest in.
Nice, nice. Has there been any good trade-in values on pixels towards the more modern visuals?
You flip some pixels.
Are you? Is that secretly why you put a level editor into your game? Is because you kind of wanted to entice people to use more pixels so that you would be able to off more of your stash?
Yeah, we're trying to get everyone in the world to spend all our pixels. We just got too many.
It's like a stock market.
Yeah,
you mean.
So you essentially made your own black market conversion rating for like pixels.
Black market.
Exactly how I would describe it.
Yeah.
I know, like everybody, really...
it's everybody else makes the levels and uses the pixels, and then you're converting it over from pixels to Bitcoin.
I now really want to see someone make a game about like some kind of financial sim management where you have to use up a pixel source to convert it to more modern 3D visuals.
I want to see one where you have to save up Bitcoins to upgrade your weapons.
Why didn't they do that in like Watch Dogs? Or it was like that was the currency.
I still need to play that.
Get a Bitcoin sponsorship for Watch Dogs 2.
There you go. Maybe that'll work. Maybe that's the only way that they'll be able to actually make the second one.
Ooh, shots fired.
So what other games have you worked on with Blowfish?
So I've worked on the Siegecraft series. They've got Siegecraft 1, Siegecraft Defender, and now Siegecraft Commander. A bunch of other mobile games, some web games. I don't know. There's too many to count.
What's the current status on Siegecraft Commander? I know that one. A lot of people are waiting for that one to come around. Any new updates on that one?
It's getting close. So should be done. I think quarter two was the announcement. So we're looking forward to getting that finished off. We're just doing sort of the final bits and pieces here. Playtesting it more. It's exciting. It's coming along.
Yeah, I was excited to see that one's also coming to Xbox One, so I'm pumped for more news on that one whenever that's ready.
Yeah, and it'll work well with the controllers too. We've been fine-tuning that.
How's the process been converting your games from mouse and keyboard over to controller?
Not too bad. The first time we had to do it back with Gunscape was a bit of a pain. But now that we've got sort of all the groundwork done, it's super easy. You just copy it over, you know, copy paste, and you're done.
When did Gunscape originally come out on Windows, Mac, Linux, PC?
Oh, boy. That's going back a while. It would have been early access on Steam. Oh, it was out before that as well on our website.
Ah.
Let's say a long time ago.
Let's say that.
1943.
Okay, too far.
The graphics are actually representative of when it came out.
They were really good in the 40s. It looked amazing back then.
Yeah, we just haven't upgraded the engine since then.
You're just working through that pixel storage. The
just had to put some color on it.
Oh, my Lord.
That was wonderful.
I just really like the idea of, like, a silo full of pixels, and you're just, like, trying to cram them into the game.
I just like the fact of, I'm picturing somebody, like, on the side of the street, like, yo, bro, I got those pixels.
Yo, you got any of the pink ones? It's like Legos. I imagine pixels are just like Legos.
So you step on them, and you basically feel like you want to die?
So how painful are pixels when you step on them?
Yeah, seriously.
On a scale of banana to apple?
Potato skin.
Potato skin, yeah.
That sounds deadly.
Oh, man. So I'm guessing every, maybe not every, but most of the maps that have been made for the PC are going to be accessible on the console versions?
Yeah, all of them will be. So it's completely shared map database. So any map from any platform can be played anywhere.
Wow.
How does that work? Awesome. Because I know cross-platform play is pretty much a thing that's never going to happen. Like, we're never going to be able to play a game between Xbox and PlayStation. But how is it that you're able to share the maps?
So, a bit tricky. Basically, the real-time multiplayer part, so playing, you know, a deathmatch against other people cross-platform, that's what's not going to happen. But the maps, we got permission to do it so that we can build them on any platform and play them on any other platform. And everyone was okay with that, so we did it.
That's awesome. That's good to hear that at least there's a little bit of progress on gamers getting to share creations between platforms.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine essentially what? You're hosting them like server-side, and then they can just kind of pull it up from whenever.
Yeah, so every platform can connect to the same server and get the full master list of all the maps.
That's awesome. I know us on the show, we've been playing it on the Xbox One. What all platforms is this coming out on?
So it'll be out on Xbox One and PS4, as well as coming out of early access on Steam all next week, March 2nd.
Nice.
And we're hoping for Windows 10 as well. We'll see if that happens.
And any thoughts or possibility of cross-buy between Xbox One and Windows 10, which I know they've been looking at recently?
We've been looking into that, and I'll say as soon as it becomes available publicly, we'll do it.
Awesome.
We want to have cross-buy.
That's really cool.
It just might not be ready in time for our launch.
How is your stance on, like, do you feel that cross-buy... Essentially, do you just look at it as, well, let's just reward people for, hey, they bought our game, we might as well just, like, hook them up? Or do you really just feel like, do you feel like you're losing out value at all by just essentially giving away an extra copy of the game?
Well, I think, like, if I've bought the game on Xbox, I'm unlikely, unless I really love it, to buy it again on another platform. So I don't see any reason why we can't just let you, hey, you've got it on Xbox, now you can play it on your PC too.
Well, the only reason why I ask that is because literally, like, as we're gonna be reviewing Rocket League later, and I've purchased that game twice.
Yeah, there's the special games, Rocket League, definitely one of them, where people will buy them everywhere they go just to get the experience everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And to play with friends, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess because you have the capabilities of just, like, sharing all the maps between platforms, I guess that, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Speaking of cross-buy, is there any possibility that we could see a Vita version of this to go along with the PS4 version?
Vita is unlikely.
All right.
We might come back and try to revisit it later, but can't guarantee anything.
I would be shocked if you did, and I would completely understand if you didn't.
Yeah. It's just with the subject of cross-buy, I can't help but ask, since, you know, Vita needs some love too out there. It's a shame how
Vita needs a lot of love, since Sony won't do it themselves.
Yeah, Sony has completely ignored what the hell the thing is, and it's such a fantastic handheld.
It really is. It's a shame that they don't port it more.
Yeah, we We'd definitely like to. There's a few technical issues we've got to get past, but if we can get past them, then we'll push it out there.
Is there any thought on a possible like Wii U version? Because I'd imagine creating maps on a touchscreen with the Wii U gamepad would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, so Wii U, we're in the final stages as well. It's not going to be out next week with Xbox One and PS4, but we do hope to get it out as soon as possible.
That is awesome to hear.
It's nearly ready. We've been playing with it here, and it is pretty cool.
Any kind of time frame on that? Couple of months later this year, like fall, anything like that?
I'm hoping for a couple of months, but can't put an exact date on it yet.
I hear you. And I'm guessing that'll be shared platforms with every other thing.
Yep, it'll be the same deal. All the maps everywhere.
That is cool as hell. That really is. So how long until someone makes a Sony sucks or Microsoft sucks map and releases it for Xbox or PlayStation users to be like, hey, you guys are dicks on PlayStation.
I'm going to combine both. I'm going to go Sony sucks and it'll be dicks on each side.
Oh, awesome. And then I'll make...
Get on it, Sean.
You can make the Sony sucks. I'll make Nintendo sucks. And then someone on Nintendo can make Xbox sucks. And they'll just all like link
love,
into
like
each other.
Triangle. I almost said love circle. I'm so dumb today.
It'll just be like stage one, stage two, stage three, and then stage four is nothing but dicks. And that's our campaign.
Why can't we all just get along?
Stage four, four will show a Vita, and the closer you get, the further it gets.
Oh my god. So our one co-host who's not here right now, who is sicker than I am, believe it or not, one of his favorite questions to ask is, when you guys aren't working on Gunscape or you're not working on Siegecraft Commander, what games do you like to play in your downtime?
My number one game would have to be Dota.
Nice.
Can't get enough of Dota.
Now, I'm going to ask you, since you're really into Dota, what made you make the switch between Dota and League of Legends and Dota? Because I'm assuming you probably played League of Legends first.
I played Dota 1 first, and then now moved over to Dota 2. And I've tried League of Legends, and it's just very... I don't know how to describe it.
Very poisonous? That's
funny. I think if I got into League of Legends, I'd enjoy it. But I don't know, I'm happy with Dota. I'll stick with that.
Now,
fair enough.
Because I've been contemplating giving Dota a legitimate shot, but because I kind of want to try and convince all of my friends that can't get enough of League of Legends, but I hate League of Legends, to play Dota instead, because I've heard a lot of better things about Dota instead of League of Legends. Like, isn't there something about like pretty much everything you can get by actually playing the game? You don't have to actually pay money.
Yeah. So Dota, you get all of the heroes. You just buy all the cosmetic stuff if you want to.
So you get, like, literally you don't have to buy heroes. You're literally just buying cosmetics.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's got that for it.
That alone is good enough for me. Like, yo, what are you doing?
The cat turned on its her toy, and it's hitting something. So I'm going to go turn off whatever the hell she did.
Yeah, that's like all I hear is just like,
damn it, potato.
I just picture that the little bird from the Simpsons episode where Homer gets so fat that he doesn't want to type.
No, I think it's hysterical that his cat literally like walks over. There's this little like animatronic thing that has like a thing on top of it that just like waves around.
Okay, sorry about that.
It will turn it on by itself. Like,
that's funny. I just like the fact that every time I've been on the show, Joe bitches about potato.
Seriously, that cat is insane. She always finds a way to fuck up our recording somehow.
Every time.
She either jumps on the desk and jumps on my iPad, starts hitting shit. She'll turn on her toy that's sitting right next to the electric fireplace so it's smacking the glass. Oh, potato, you're the dumbest cat ever.
That's too funny.
Sounds like every cat everywhere.
Oh, trust me.
Potato is a special kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. She sounds
definitely
awesome.
Definitely more so than any other cat.
I should share more potato pictures on the SML Twitter.
Yes.
Just so people could see what I'm dealing with over here.
Something else.
Oh, my God.
Did that epic face plant? Fell asleep, like, oh, man. That was epic.
Yeah.
That was epic.
Potato is special.
I would say so.
And she turned the thing back on already.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, my God. How? And she just turns it on with her face. She just shoves her face onto the toy until it turns on.
It would be funnier if she actually like used her paw or something like that, but she just headbutts it.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, there it is. All right.
At least that's it's not funny. Smacking against the glass anymore. What were we even talking about before potato fucked things up?
Potato. I think it was potato.
We were talking about potatoes. So how many potatoes are in Gunscape?
Well, with the map editor.
Infinite. Many potatoes.
PTP now means time to potato.
Yeah, time to potato.
That's awesome.
What is the time to potato on your game? So what other games do you guys enjoy playing in Blowfish Studios? Anything that the whole office enjoys playing together?
Yeah, we've had tournaments of Team Fortress 2.
Nice.
And some Mario Kart. We got pretty competitive in Mario Kart.
How many friendships were destroyed there?
At least all of them.
That's the answer I was hoping for.
Just that blue shell. Oh,
fucking blue shell, seriously.
Oh, man. Epic.
Hey, Chase, how many times has the blue shell destroyed friendships for you?
I don't have any friends anymore because of blue shell.
Accurate answer.
Nice. So, Chase, what games do you like playing when you're not PRing?
That's a good question.
Told you I'm going to drag you into this.
I play Rocket League a lot.
Yeah!
So you could stay on for the second half of our episode.
We're reviewing Rocket League for the Xbox One.
Oh, my Lord. I am like a Rocket League freak. It's bad.
I'm playing it right now.
Nice. I kind of want to, because you mentioned it.
Well, because at least like Rocket League is one of those games where it's like I don't even have to pay attention to what I'm doing because I'm like I'm coherent enough at the game that I don't really have to try.
Well, yeah, you're good at the game. You just won a game 28-0. So fuck you, by the way.
I don't understand how that's possible.
I'll show you I'll send you the clip if you want.
I believe you. I believe you. It's hard to believe.
I was scoring on the kickoff almost every time.
I just feel bad for those players' mothers who are going to have to arrange funerals because their kids are going to kill themselves for sure. That's just 28-0 in 5 minutes is just give up.
Well, because a lot of the goals were within 2 seconds of each other.
I think it was 5-0, 12 seconds in.
That's just ouch. I saw one goal the other day that Xylofreak did. It was amazing. It was me and two viewers versus him and two viewers. And he fucking, like, launched and hit it, and then somebody hit it back to him, and from the air, he, like, front flipped it in, and it just broke my brain. I was like, this game is just, how?
Did you look at the clip that I posted of me doing the showing off one? Like, still a show-off achievement?
From the reverse or the aerial?
Reverse.
I'll check it now.
I literally, all I did was, I'm in the middle of a dribble, and I just, like, I 180 and then just, like, dribbled the rest of it in.
Nice. You know how I did it? On an empty
net. You cheesed it?
Empty net, yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I did Hell it legit, because I'm a boss.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. So besides Rocket League, what other games do you enjoy playing, Chase?
I used to play League of Legends, and then I stopped, and now I'm waiting for Overwatch.
Oh, nice. Overwatch. That game looks good. I enjoyed the beta of that.
I didn't get to play it.
I played in their weekend beta. I was hooked the second I like logged in. Bad.
That's going to be a fun one.
Now, Overwatch.
Oh, Chris,
I haven't
you're
even been
asshole.
Able to like look at it that much. What exactly is going? That's the Blizzard one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a first person shooter? What like?
So imagine basically TF2 had a baby with like way more like classes, I guess you could say, but they're champions.
Okay.
But most of the modes are pretty much the same, but the maps are different. The gameplay like is a lot smoother, and there's a lot more like catchphrases that the characters have, and they interact with each other. That just makes the game like 500 times better.
That sounds kind of cool.
The important question: are you the PR for that game?
I wish.
I was gonna say, so none of you play Dark Souls, and I remember that Gunscape is actually possible. Seems like every single person has been on here. Yeah, we play Dark Souls, and it's a bit easy, but...
Yeah, that's strangely one of our more popular answers when we ask developers what they play to relax. It always comes
like,
down
Dark
to...
Dark Souls 2!
Dark Souls, Bloodborne, Demon Souls. Developers,
like, I really
man,
like
you guys
to
are
hate
sadistic.
Myself. Yeah.
I don't have much time, so I just speedrun Dark Souls in 20 minutes, and then I call it a day.
Yeah. After a stressful day of coding, I like to just relax by getting murdered in Bloodborne.
That's too funny.
You guys are
crazy.
I like
the
crazy.
Fact that Gunscape is actually playable. It makes it fun when you can actually shoot two bullets before you die.
Oh man.
We should make
maybe you need it. Maybe you need to get good. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, Shiz is a well-known scrub of gaming.
They do call me the scrub load for a reason.
Scrub blacka.
I literally just scored at the buzzer. Like, I scored and it's now like the
I just watched your show off replay, by the way. You're such an asshole. Dude, if I saw that replay,
great?
I would just uninstall the game and just trade my system in, like, nope, I'm done. That's it. That's the nail in the coffin. That's brutal.
Oh, and I just got my achievement for win 10 games in a row across any mode.
Nice.
Wow.
I got that in the season.
I hate you. So, Kyle and Chase, we just heard Shiz say about things that would make him completely uninstall a game and trade his system in. What kind of games have you guys played that you've just played it for 10 minutes and you're like, I never want to fucking touch this again, and just delete it immediately? Anything fun?
I don't know. I can't think of any right now. What's the thing?
What was the most difficult game that you can remember playing?
Difficult game? I recently played GoldenEye again from back on 64. And I remembered back then it was amazing. I loved it so much. Tried it again now.
It's impossible now, right?
Yeah, I have no idea how I did it.
I played it last summer and I hated every second of it.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
In the visual, it just looks like rectangles having sex now.
See, now,
it's not even having sex. That
actually,
at least is good. It's like rectangles dry humping. It's just
now. I wasn't a GoldenEye guy. Like back when it came out, like I didn't get it. I didn't get the hype. So, I mean, I'm sure I really wouldn't enjoy it if I were to try and play it now.
If you didn't like it then, there's no way you'd like it now.
Well, I mean, like, I looked at it. I never even actually played it, but I looked at it then, and I'm like, this looks like shit. Why are people like
played,
all about this?
I played
game?
It religiously, man. That and Perfect Dark, especially. And last summer I played GoldenEye again, and I was just like, no, I just not even the fact that I couldn't play it, like, physically, I was terrible.
You're just too busy wiping the blood out of your eyes to be able to focus on it.
Exactly. Even Perfect Dark, like on the 360, they did an HD remaster and it looks a lot better. It still doesn't look amazing, but it looks decent. But
it's tolerable.
Just the controls and stuff. Yeah. Like the fact that you can't. Happy made me laugh last time, but I mentioned that you can't move when you're zoomed in.
Oh, and that's terrible.
Yeah, when you're used to, you know, strafing and scoping or whatever, it's just impossible. Absolutely impossible.
Man. Games have changed so much.
People complain about frame rates now. If you open up Perfect Dark Original, a loaded split screen, it's just so slow.
Oh, yeah.
It's so, and if you think, and that's with the expansion pack, because the game couldn't even work without it.
Yeah.
Or have you ever tried firing up with the Stunt Race FX for the Super Nintendo?
Woo!
Like 4 frames a second, something ridiculous. It is ugly to try and play these days. It's like a slideshow.
You know what game surprised me with its fucking frame rate was Layers of Fear. That frame rate is not good a lot of the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have
when
any
you're going
issues
straight,
with it.
Okay, but as nah, I just find that when you turn, it's choppy as hell.
Just go play Stunt Race FX and then tell me about choppy frame rates.
No, it rings a bell, and it rings a bell for a reason.
Bad reason.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, man. So I know we've had you guys, we're creeping up close to an hour now. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about with the game or how Stride PR is doing and how life is and how's the family? How are you guys doing?
Life is good.
How are the holes you're digging?
I haven't had time for the holes.
Oh, man.
But Gunscape to launch.
I know you love digging holes, so...
Yeah.
I'm worried about you, man. You got to get back to your passion in life.
Yeah, man.
I'll try to make time for it.
Back to your roots. Oh, my goodness.
It's up a little tangent, don't ask me how.
Well, I don't want to keep you guys on too long. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about the game? Any kind of fun stuff or any kind of plea for the people to go and buy your game when it releases next week?
Please do.
Nice.
You should give it a
awesome.
Shot. Yeah. Yeah, if you play Minecraft, you know the creative part there. You'll be able to create a map easily here, and there's just a lot that you can do to connect the maps. You know, doors, unlock doors, open triggers, connect to other maps, other players' maps. So give it a shot.
And your dicks won't get deleted immediately.
Give it a shot. Get
unless
it.
Unless someone complains.
Yes.
If you don't want... If you don't want Shiz Black, I'd hate you. Buy the game.
Yeah. So it releases on the 2nd. How much is it?
It's $20.
$20. And there's a shitload of content. There are literally thousands upon thousands of maps that you guys could download, check out, play, and enjoy. For $20, sounds like you're getting a good value there.
Yeah, so there'll be those thousands of maps on day one. Give it a week, and there'll be countless more.
There will be thousands of dicks within months.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're hiring a dick team because you're going to need it.
I might have to look into that. A dick. It's a fun job.
I would love to hear those people. So what do you do? I'm on Dick Patrol.
I'm a dick wrangler for Blowfish Studios. You're a dick wrangler? Yeah,
the
I just...
Blow? Fish?
I got a...
Hey, leave the company name out of this.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, you are such a pervert, Shiz. What is wrong with you?
You guys know what you're getting into when you ask me to come on.
True.
Come on.
True. That's my bad, guys. That's on me.
You done goofed.
So, Chase, how much of this episode needs to be censored before we can release it and you'll be happy with it?
Condense it into a trailer.
All of it.
I mean, if like every single word was pretty much a different animal noise, I'd be completely fine with it.
Wow.
No, but I'm kidding.
So just hit stop, hit control A, click the delete button, and then release it.
That sounds pretty accurate, yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, well, I want to thank the both of you for coming on. Kyle, for coming on and talking about the game. It is an absolute blast, and hopefully we could get a more thorough review on our end either later this week or early next week so we could give it our official patented try it, buy it, deny it review system. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Chase. It has been great having you stand in the corner and stare at us disapprovingly. I hope you don't mind that I drug you into the conversation a few times. We like talking to people here.
I don't mind. I just figured Kyle wanted. I was gonna give Kyle the spotlight.
Kyle, do you have any questions for Chase?
Is it really dark in that corner there, or?
It's pretty dark. I might need a lantern.
Are your pants on?
Good question. Solid question.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how to answer that question.
Can you look down?
It's pretty dark. I, like I said,
it
I
is dark.
Lantern.
Yeah. Shit. So let's somebody create a lantern in Gunscape so we could give it to Chase. Find out if he's wearing pants. And then we'll all come back in a week and discuss this together.
Sounds good.
Chase, Kyle, it has been a pleasure having you both on. Do you, either of you have any final words for our listeners before we move on with our episode to things more disturbing than you need to be around for?
Well, thanks for having me as well. It was a pleasure chatting with you guys, and hope everyone can enjoy Gunscape. Give it a shot. Make your own maps. Indeed. I'll try them out. You post it to me, I'll give your maps a shot.
Awesome. And where can people get in touch with you?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as BFS_Kyle.
BFS_Kyle. And what other Twitters can you pimp out for us?
Actually, let me correct that. I'm at Twitter as Kyle_Blowfish.
Nice. So just search for everything. You'll find them eventually.
Yeah. But Blowfish Studios is our Twitter. So we'll have posts on there.
Awesome. And Chase, any final words from you for our listeners?
Aside from thanking you guys for having me on and not pulling me too much into the conversations.
Like just, I'm doing now?
Just enough.
It's just enough, yeah. Exactly.
Just the tip.
I was just going to say that, you motherfucker.
Yes.
So much hatred.
Yes.
But I don't think I have anything else to add on that Kyle didn't already mention about Gunscape. Without right. sounding like a repeating, a broken record.
It's awesome. God, I have such a boner for it, though, for real.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I haven't been able to put as much time into it as I've wanted because I've been gone with MAGFest and then with all the Xbox Live issues that have been happening over the past few days. But
and the fact that we play like 28 games a week.
Yeah, but it is absolutely fantastic with what I've played so far. And I'm really digging the whole old school vibe. And even though I'm not a creative person, there's enough creative people out there that I can just play levels forever, pretty much.
Yep. That's the one thing that I like the most about these games.
And Chris is back to mumbling.
I can't help it. Old. All right.
All right. Well, Kyle, Chase, thank you both for coming on. And I'll be sure to let you know when the episode is live and I'll hit you guys up online. And thanks again for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Cool. Thank you as well.
That's great.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
All right. Thanks. See you.
I officially broke my record.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Oh God! What's your score?
I still have 3 seconds. I can score again.
Oh fuck!
I kind of want to like jump
and,
in the game,
and I did.
Oh Jesus!
The problem,
there's 1 second left. Is, I can score again.
Well, if I join your game, is you're gonna have to make a, you're gonna have to score even harder because I'm gonna just score.
Did I get it?
Not good.
Oh, it stopped right in front of it.
So what's the final score?
Good, man, you suck.
What's 31 goals.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You're going to get reported for hacking.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
31 goals.
31
That's disgusting.
Goals.
That is just legit disgusting.
31 goals, 35 shots on goal.
Wow. Okay.
What the
That's
fuck?
That's your aim, bud. Holy shit, dude.
So, yeah, so Rocket League.
Okay.
So, Rocket League, before we get into too much, I do have an email to take care of right now.
Okay.
It is from some guy named Tara S.
Ross?
Yeah. Oh.
Beer in the Tross?
Pappy, since he is under the weather, he emailed in. He writes, yeah, Rocket League on Xbox. Good times. I like that you don't have to be great at the game in order to really enjoy it. By that, I mean, since we were playing teams of 2+, I could be the goon and concentrate on mostly stealing the ball and bumping the other team. Bumping, not deliberately attacking, like the one idiot we played against who handicapped his own team by existing.
Oh, yeah.
This way I was still helping out, but didn't have to worry about scoring because I would never worry about scoring. I'm just happy when it happens. pause, email to make your own jokes here. Pappy can't score. His dick don't work.
I get it.
Despite the fact that the first achievement I unlocked involved spending way too much time driving on the walls instead of the field, I still loved every moment of the game. Anyways, I think slash hope that I'll be human again by the time we record another show, so I look forward to blurbing out a few personal impressions on Rocket League so you can bitch about my not being here for this show. Shiz, if you're on the show, hope your weekend was awesome. Sorry you couldn't make MAGFest. Chris, if you're on the show, glad you couldn't make Mad Face.
That was nice.
Joe, if you're on the show because you're reading this email, sorry you make MAGFest. Love, nice. Pappy. Fuck off. So, yeah, there's Pappy's impressions. I guess we should get into the actual official review portion of this episode. Clearly, we could immediately go into our verdict on it, but have to be official about this. So, Rocket League, developed and published by Psyonix, it released February 17th for $19.99, and it's totally not worth buying since it's a free game. So, there's our verdict. For the people who don't know what Rocket League is. It is car soccer.
Yep, that's it.
Yep.
It has local gameplay. It has online gameplay up to 4-on-4.
And it's better than cars and better than soccer.
Yeah, better than cars, better than soccer. Come on, I know that we really just want to say how good the game is, but we still
it's
have to describe.
Amazing. If you own,
We have to describe the game. We have
just
to
it.
Be
it's soccer with cars, and it's amazing.
It's soccer with cars, and there's DLC, and the more that you play the game, the more that you unlock, like, customization options for your car.
Oh, yeah.
You can make it look awesome, and
there's, over 200 different customizable items for your vehicles. There's tires, mm-hmm. antennas, hats you can wear.
There's decals, even.
I know my car right now has a Reddit flag and a portal cake.
Yeah, I have the points.
On it. And I think sparkles for my exhaust.
Nice. I'm rocking a rainbow exhaust with the deal with the glasses and a Twitch flag.
There's probably dozen different vehicles or more that you can unlock in the game.
There's a lot.
The game includes
18, I think. 16 or 18.
It includes the 3 DLC packs that were already released on PS4 and Steam. The only thing that is not included is the Back to the Future car, which is a separate $1.99 purchase, which really, just buy the fucking car. It's cool as shit.
It's $2.
It's $2.
Although, I remember, Joe, you weren't able to unlock achievements when you were using it.
It wasn't because of that car. It was, there was something that, like, because the game was in standby and it went back, like, none of the stats were working. It wasn't the car. It wasn't working for anything. It was solved by when the game crashed and I went back in. I will say that I know a patch has been out for it already, and I haven't been able to play too much since I came back from MAGFest. But before MAGFest, there had been issues with the game crashing for people.
I will say the first time that I went to launch it, it did crash. But I've been playing it since the initial time that I launched it, and it has not crashed yet.
Did the game load up at all, or did it just, like, start to load and then go to dash?
It started to load and then it went to dash.
Then it's possible that was just a system hiccup, because that happens from time to time.
Yeah, it does with the...
Yeah, that's not necessarily the game itself.
But I know last week there was one day where I played it for 3 hours and it crashed 3 times and I just gave up. Ooh. And then since the update, when was it? Saturday night, I played it for 3 hours and I had no problems.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think I'm sure it'll be fine.
They're actually, and I think next week or something, next week, the week after, they're doing like a hockey update. It's going to be a hockey puck.
Yeah,
hockey
they're adding it. They're adding the snow hockey to the playlist again, which a lot of people really dug from the holidays, and hopefully they make it a permanent kind of thing. I know with the different mutators and modifiers you could do, you can almost make it like that in the game, but just having the theme makes it so much cooler.
Yeah. For sure. It's like a GTA. Everybody likes a snowball fight, right?
True. The game also features an offline season mode where you could go through different computer teams, and
which I'm finishing up right now. I'm on the championship match.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Nice.
And I like how they give you so much. They did kind of like Super Mega Baseball. You could really fuck with the length. Like, you could go as short as 9 games with 4 playoff games.
Yeah.
Yep. And I don't remember what the max is for playoffs, but the max for normal games is like 37.
30. Yeah, it's like,
damn. 37. That's crazy.
So it could last a while.
I did the maximum season length on the PC version before. Right now I'm doing the short one just to get the achievements, and then I'll probably go in and do another one.
Nice. Yeah, and that too, even on season, you would think that because it's a season that it would automatically default you to something, but you could do from anywhere from 1-on-1 to 4-on-4, which I thought was fucking awesome.
Yeah, because like doing a 1-on-1 season is like the most fun ever.
You know what's funny is I had more fun with the 3-on-3, but it was easier on the 1-on-1, I found.
Well, I'm doing the 3v3. That's where I'm getting like all these crazy numbers from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So disgusting.
Technically, I would probably be doing.
Oh,
way
I thought you were doing
it
online. Just, oh man.
No, I'm doing 3v3 right now. It's the season. But even
was online,
that's what I'm saying.
If that was online,
themselves.
I would be sponsored. Like.
Yeah.
Like.
That would be gross. Like, legit, gross.
Yeah, just grossness.
The soundtrack in the game is amazing. The licensed soundtrack is just fucking fantastic to listen to.
They don't mute it on Twitch, which is weird.
We can't keep padding this out. It's fucking buy it.
Listen,
this is probably the most emphatic buy it we could give on this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you own anything that plays video games and you can get Rocket League on it, you should have it.
It's
already one of my favorite games. It's just so good.
I mean,
it's so good.
People have raved about it for a year on PlayStation.
There's my 50 achievement points.
Jesus Christ. People have raved about it on Steam. It finally hit the Xbox One. If you don't already own the game on a platform that supports the game, now's the time to get it.
And
if you do
awesome
own
too,
it, you still might get it again anyway.
One thing that's awesome, too, that they did for the Xbox version, again, like, they give us all the DLCs and all that, I guess, to make up for the amount of time it took. But we get the Gears of War Armadillo and Warthog.
The added Xbox bonuses are really cool in the game.
And
the...
FYI, because it's the hardest card, to get. It's not hard to get, but it's the one that people don't know. But Warthog, you have to just win a game with every car.
Oh, nice.
And then there's, with the flags too, there's Gears of War's one. Gears of War ones, there's Halo ones. And the flags too, there's like Oddworld flags, there's like Portal stuff, there's all kinds of references to a whole bunch of shit. It's oh man. And you said there's over 200 items?
Like 200 different items to unlock. Why don't you tell us about how you unlocked everything, Shiz?
Oh, and I'm just going to make Chris hate me. I set it to... One second here. I set it to, what was it? One goal.
Exhibition one goal.
Exhibition 1-on-1 with no bots, so I was against an empty net. I set it to ultra game speed. I set it to infinite boost. I set it to a small ball with super gravity. So I basically started the game. I hit boost and I won in 1 second. And I did that for a little under 2 hours, 1 to 2 hours. And I unlocked the 200 items. But then I kept going because I saw that I was missing like 50 to 60. So I was like, fuck that. I want everything. And yeah, that's how I got to.
You're giving me ideas because I kind of wanted.
I found that out. Like, it wasn't me that came up with it.
Wait, so what are you using? You're using Moonball? No.
I just put the ball size to small, and the gravity to super high, so that it doesn't bounce. So that you know, like when we were playing and we said I have a clear shot, and we would slow down.
What was the game speed? Time warp.
Time warp.
Ball max
boost.
Speed.
Yes. Yeah. Boost infinite. Just make sure to put this gravity super high. That way when you go full guns, the ball doesn't get launched. You can't even jump with super high, which is really funny. You see the booster go and nothing happens. Yeah, that's basically it.
Boost strength 10x.
Yeah. And that too, if... again, I'm sure we're all going to get it legit. But the achievement for driving 50 kilometers is actually 500 kilometers. And that's a very, very far...
distance. It takes about 20-25 hours realistically. But what I did is, again, I put unlimited boost, 10 times boost, and I rubber banded my controller while I slept and got my achievement. So usually when I'm 1,020 game, here, I'm done with it. I still have it like pinned and I'm still playing it and still loving every second of it.
I just figured I'd rush through the achievements. Viciously dying over here.
I know, you sound like shit.
I feel like shit. It's Magfest was amazing. I'm sure on Thursday we'll do a bit more Magfest talk. But yeah, I feel like dog shit right now. The festalence is conquering me.
Festalence.
So washing down all the phlegm with, as I say in the Qbert trailer, delicious mellow yellow.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know why, but all weekend I had a fucking headache. And today it's all like almost blocked up and shit. And it's just weird because my friends in the U.S. are all fucked up. My friends in Canada are all fucked up. It's, I don't know. You know, we're all going to die.
So yeah,
we're all going to die.
So yeah, I think Rocket League is definitely an absolute buy.
Definitely deny it.
Yeah. Yeah. There are two other games I got to talk about quick. The first one is called... It's called I'm Gonna Die Coughing.
Is that made by Blowfish?
Son of a bitch. It's called Super Blast Deluxe, developed and published by Raptus Games for the PS Vita. It released last week, February 16th, for $8.99. It is basically, you know, the barrel levels in Donkey Kong Country where you hop in a barrel and then like the barrel moves left and right. And you gotta like shoot from barrel to barrel to barrel, picking up shit along the way. It's Barrel Blast the game, which is why it's called Super Blast Deluxe. It is cool as fuck. You need to make it through the level as quick as you can. You get bonuses for quick blasts in succession off of barrels like boom, 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 boom. There are chili peppers that you could pick up through the stage, so there's like three collectibles in each level. They're orange, so I'm guessing they're ghost pepper. I don't know. There is also an endless mode in the game, which is cool. See how far you could go without either without your time running out completely. You get time bonuses after every stage that you successfully complete. You get graded on the normal stages based on your overall score through it. Of course, you lose points depending on if you die a lot or if you don't pick up all the collectibles. You get bonuses there. Man, being sick sucks, dude. As we're all like snorting and sniffling on the show.
Yeah, man. Chris is the only one that's good, and he's the one that travels the most. You'd think he'd get fucked up.
He was only at Magfest for like 8 hours, so he's fine.
Well, and I've had a perpetual like sinus thing going on for like since Vermont.
Oh fuck. Okay.
I should have had Purell with me on the show floor at Magfest.
Yeah.
You should have taken Purell shots.
Just inject it into my eyeball.
Basically.
Exactly. I feel so clean. I feel so clean.
All of a sudden, my drink doesn't taste so good with that image in my head.
Super Blast Deluxe is cool as shit, and it's good to see more games coming to the Vita. I asked them if it'd be coming to consoles or anything. They said there's no plans for it, but it's obviously not out of the question if it sells well. It doesn't seem like there are a handful of barrels that are touch controlled, but it seems like they're not really required. Like, you could easily map that to, like, an analog stick or something instead of requiring the touchpad. It's cool to make it feel like the Vita is needed for it, but I think they could find a way to make it work on console. There are a bunch of different worlds. Each world has, like, 10 stages. Again, each stage has... you want to try getting the 3-star score as well as finding all the hidden giant peppers in each stage. A lot of trophies to get, mostly by, like, complete all the stages with all the hidden stuff. The Endless, there's, I think, trophies up to complete level 20 in Endless mode. And shit, like, I made it to level, I think, 9 is my furthest so far, so shit gets tough quick. The game starts out easy enough, and it's cute and it's nice, but it gets deceptively hard.
It is
okay. Yeah,
but it
like
is it is fun as fuck, and especially for $9. And if you were a Donkey Kong Country fan growing up, like, this is gonna scratch that itch really well for all the barrel blast stuff. It's cool stuff. I would definitely give it a solid. It's kind of like a toss up between try it and buy it. Like, try it because it's really, really awesome. It's definitely not for everyone though, because not everyone's going to be into just barrel blasting. Like, they might want more out of it, but if I have to pick one for an official, buy it. It's only $9. So I give it a buy it. How's that?
I'm okay with it.
Final game to talk about is called Wondershot. It was developed and published by, I'm probably going to butcher this name, but Liker Studio, released February 19th for $12.99 on the Xbox One, possibly other platforms. I didn't pay attention. It is kind of like the main mode is a battle mode where it's like a local arena brawler shooter. There's four different weapons. There is a slingshot, bow and arrow, a hammer, and a boomerang. The bow and arrow, you can either tap the button to slowly shoot it, but it also has a homing element to it, which could be neat. Or you can hold the button, and it's a faster straight shot. The slingshot, the longer you hold the button, the smaller the projectile gets, but the faster it moves, and it can ricochet off some walls, which is cool.
Okay.
The bigger and slower it is, or small and fast, either way, it's going to bounce and kill things. The boomerang, you can throw it and hold the button to keep it in place, and no matter where you move, it's going to shoot back to you. So you can, like, shoot it in one area, move to the other side, and it'll follow you back, which is neat to help get around, like, corner shots or something. Then the hammer is good for, obviously, close-range stuff, or you can hold the A button to do, like, a leaping throwing attack, and it can also help you, like, jump over walls and shit. The local battle stuff, the battle mode, I really didn't get to try out because it requires multiple people, and I really haven't had too many people around to play with. Because Magfest and then just being sick and shitty. So there is a single player mode with challenges that you can go through. And it's not just single player challenges. You can co-op the challenge mode, which is cool, where each player can, you know, pick one of four different heroes and one of the four different weapons, or you can randomize it. And you go through, you know, like, get through this area as fast as you can. There's awards for beating the level. There's an award for beating it without missing any shots or attacks. And then there's one for beating developer times. And shiz, there's achievements for all of them. There's a shitload of achievements in this game, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are a ton.
By the way, judging by how you're describing it, it sounds a bit like almost like Night Squad.
Kind of. It is similar, but the gameplay is different enough that it's not just Night Squad with a different look. That the actual gameplay is definitely its own separate monster. There's also an endless mode where you just go through wave upon wave of enemies and get as far as you can. Single player is going to be a lot harder than multiplayer, because in multiplayer, if you get killed, your opponent can resurrect you. Single player, you die, it's over. The end.
Fuck.
Let me see if I could pull up the achievements just so I could hear Shiz cry about what's in them. I know the one that I got that was really cool so far was there's a portal reference where, of kind of like Pac-Man, if you go off the one side, you come in on the other. There's portals where if you go in one, you come out the other. You can shoot your weapon into a portal and it comes out the other side. And with the bow and arrow, you can, like, if there's a straight shot, you could just shoot the arrow and watch it go repeatedly across the level over and over and over until it hits something, which was fun to just do and watch. And the one was to do endless battle and get 10 portal kills in one endless battle, which was fun.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. There's a bunch of awards for getting different things. There's win 500 tournaments. And I believe that's something that requires the multiple controllers or multiple players. There's one to reach a 50 combo in Endless Battle, and that's basically you kill an enemy, your combo goes up. If you miss,
oh my god,
or if you get hit, your combo resets.
Yay.
So it can be brutal. Get gold medals in all different kind of the challenges, get the dev medal in different challenges, get the perfect medal in the different challenges, complete all the challenges in like chapter one of the challenges, get perfect shot for all of them. There's things like get, I think there's ones for like 1,000 kills for each of the different weapons.
This sounds like my perfect list that I hate.
Which, surprisingly, you'll get them a lot quicker than you'd imagine. Like, I'm already at 20% of defeat 1,000 monsters with a bow. Just because you're constantly killing things. So you'll get, like, it seems like a lot, but you'll get them quicker than you'd imagine. The game, it's a lot of fun. $12.99 is probably just a little bit high enough for me to give it a try it over a buy it. But it's still a recommended, like, definitely check it out in some way. If you think the price is worth it, give it a go. Definitely try it, though. It's a lot of fun. Obviously more fun if you have friends around, because that's how all multiplayer stuff like that is.
That's not pretty much every game ever works now.
I can just imagine having a full four-player endless battle game through like the waves and waves just being a clusterfuck of laughs and profanity.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a blast so far. The challenges are fun. It's fun getting a feel for the different weapons, knowing how to use them properly, knowing how to take care of some of the enemies. Like, some enemies, they'll have shields, or they might charge at a wall and you got to dodge and then hit them. There were a couple enemies that will shield other enemies. So you might have a perfect shot at an enemy, and you shoot, and then the other guy gets just close enough to shield him and fuck up your combo. It's a lot of fun, though. If you got the money, go for it. If you're on the fence, try it out. Give it a go. Watch someone else play it. I'm sure Shizzle will pick it up and play it.
I don't know. I've played so many games like that lately that doesn't really interest me. But And that achievement list seems fucking terrible. But
I don't know. It's you'll one of those like where, it.
I don't know. I saw the game and I kind of just said, you know what? If I have one of those days where I know I'm going to get together with a few guys and game, which doesn't happen anymore because I don't have time. But if I know that I have one of those days coming, then maybe I'll grab it, you know? But yeah, I can't see myself just sitting down and soloing, just grinding, and I don't know.
It's
games
not
to do that shit in already.
It's definitely not a game for an achievement hunter who just wants a game for quick achievements. It's a game to play, enjoy, and party.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's the thing. I mean, like, I would try to get the achievements on the way, but I would obviously do that. It's just, I know that I would try to complete it, and it just seems like I would spend so much time grinding that by the time I'm done, I'm just sick of the game.
Yeah, but if you're only after achievements, it's not going to be a good time. But if you just want to have fun with a game, it's fun. It's a good time. I'm having a good time with it. So yeah, definitely try it. I give it a hearty try it rating. Music for this episode, because I'm ready to just shut the fuck up and relax again. Part of me wants to play some stuff from the new 1UPs, but I'm hoping to have them on soon, so maybe I'll play just some MAGFest things, like a track from the 1UPs. I know Lonely Rolling Stars released a brand new song that was part of the Dwelling of Duels at MAGFest, so I think I'll toss that on there. And then one of my favorite games from MAGFest is from Berserk Studios, called Just Shapes and Beats, and one of the songs on there is from Danimal Cannon, and I think I'm gonna play that track as well. dude, just fucking just Shapes and Beats is fucking amazing. I am going to bend over backwards to get someone from Berserk Studios on this show to talk with. I enjoyed the game so much that I took a piece of paper from a friend, and in marker I just scribbled SML Podcast Game of the Show winner. And of course, I spelled game as G-A-E-M, and winner was WinRAR. And I was like, nice. This is going to mean absolutely nothing to you in the long run, but I just needed to give you this to show how much I love this game. And not nice. Only did he like proudly display it at the TV for the rest of the day, but the next day when I came back and it was gone, I didn't even ask him about it. He's just like, I took the paper home. I have it safe right now in my hotel room. I'm going nice. To get it framed. And he got it framed.
That's fucking awesome.
He tweeted out a picture of it framed sitting next to like a PAX award, a Destructoid award, and then my shitty handwritten award.
That's awesome.
Because this That's game awesome. Is so goddamn good.
That's awesome.
Like there were a ton of awesome games at MAGFest. I'm sure I'm going to talk about a bunch of them later on this week or in the coming weeks. Hopefully we'll have a bunch of developers come on eventually, because one of the reasons my voice is so gone is because I spent 4 straight days handing out the SML business card to pretty much everybody I could, checking out all these different games. But fucking Berserk Studios, just Shapes and Beats. Holy shit. It's good. It is really, really good. Maybe for Thursday when we talk more about MAGFest, I'll use that picture as the episode picture. God, it's awesome. So fucking good. But yeah, so big thanks to Kyle of Blowfish Studios for coming on and chatting with us. Big thanks to Chase of Stride PR for chatting with us, despite his wishes to just like be PR guy off in the corner saying nothing. You can't pull that shit on our show. We're going to drag you into this.
Oh, yeah.
Big thanks to Psyonix and their PR team for hooking us up with Rocket League. I know most of us picked it up already, but Chris was eager to get the game and wasn't able to do it, so he was tasked with the official review since we got a review code for it, and I think he's pretty excited about that, huh, Chris?
Well, considering, let's see here. Let me check and see how my achievement progress is so far. How long have I had this now? I think I installed it at...
You've had it today. You've had it
right,
today.
Right. But I had work, so I think I actually installed it and was able to start playing it about 7:30.
So you're around 4 hours or so.
So I'm around 4 hours. Yeah. So let's check and see.
And you have played it for around 4 hours nonstop.
Yeah, I've been playing it since I installed it.
I'm so tempted to get a couple of games in with you.
So right now I'm half. I'm done with half of the achievement.
God damn. Well,
that's insane.
Well, since
actually
you...
I'm done with more than half. I'm at 28 out of 44.
Since you we should get some kind of good comparison, since you've played it on the PS4, you've played it on Steam, and now you're the official reviewer for the Xbox mm-hmm. One version. What kind of comparison can you give amongst the versions?
Well, I could tell you right now, as far as graphically, I would say that the PC version obviously is going to look best, and it to me it runs the best. But I think it's mainly just because, you know, obviously consoles have slight limitations. Like
yeah.
They're just built that way. Gameplay feels smooth on pretty much every single system. I think the only thing that I ever really had a huge issue with between the different versions is that when we were trying to do the thing with the Vita, you remember that, Joe?
Yeah, the remote play.
Yeah, that I had a lot of problems with that. It didn't really work out so well. I would say, I mean, although I bought my PC version that I have, I bought the actual game and I bought all of the DLC. I like that they bundled all of that in with the Xbox One version. I would say if you don't have the game yet, technically, the Xbox One version is the best one because it's including all the DLC.
Yeah.
So Xbox version's the definitive purchase for now, huh?
From here on out. I mean, obviously, until this version came out, I would have said the PC version. I would equally go between the PC version or the Xbox One version. The pro of the Xbox version being you get the DLC. The pro of the PC version being that it just looks goddamn gorgeous.
And that's not saying that it looks bad on Xbox. It's just PC.
That's not saying that it looks bad. It's just fucking, oh my God, it looks incredible on PC. Like that's it. And I think that mainly just kind of comes down to, obviously, you can do a lot more. You can tweak it a lot more on PC.
Yeah.
So
let's say we play some music, end this show, and oh fuck me.
I just
got an email from Zach.
From Zach? What does he want?
Like, it just popped up on my screen, so I feel kind of obligated to read this.
Oh, we can do that.
Son of a bitch, Zach. You're fucking timing. okay, it's a quick one. So the email says, here's to 150 more. Still working on catching up, obviously. Just finished episode 150. When you guys said you started 2015 with just myself and Randall, my first thought was, holy shit, I'm an SML hipster. I totally listened to you guys before you were cool. I mean, let's be honest, you're still not cool, but I'm totally an SML hipster. Congrats on 150, or in this case, episode 168. Looking forward to catching up on all the sweet, sweet 2016 material, because technically he's still back at Christmas. That's when 150 was.
Ow.
Remember with Baffy Claws and...
Oh my God, that's so long ago.
That's how far behind Zach is. So, yeah, he's a fucking hipster. And Randall, speaking of the other hipster, I'm not sure if he's listening or if he's caught up or not, but hey, Randall, congrats on getting married, dude.
Yeah, right?
That came out of fucking nowhere, but congrats to that. Shit's getting crazy for everyone. So let's hit the stop button. Let's play some music and let's play some fucking Rocket League. What do you guys think?
I'm already doing it.
I might join. I wanted to switch from Plants vs. Zombies.
Hey, maybe we could even get Pappy on that and then complain at him for being a pussy.
There's an overcharge rocket trail.
Oh yeah,
One of the Xbox exclusive things.
What? That's amazing.
There's also one called like Accelerato, and it plays metal. And there's an achievement for using it with one of the original cars.
Oh
one
god,
of the original level.
So,
battle, bro.
So final words for the weekend or for the week? Not week. God damn it! It's Tuesday.
Penis butt dick face.
You're out of the Rocket League.
Ouch.
No, Pappy is because he's not here.
Okay. Well, Pappy, you're out of the Rocket
League. Hey, I would say Rocket League is awesome, and Gunscape is too. So if you have $40, buy them both. If you don't, then make $40 and buy them both.
You clearly don't understand how we do final words with this show, where basically it's just insults.
Yeah, someone. I know. Well, that's go fuck yourself. How about that?
Hey, Pappy, fuck off. Right, guys?
Hey, exactly. Hey, Shiz.
What's up?
Get good.